Assuming everything the governor proposed yesterday works as planned, it would take care of a budget deficit that's more than $1.6 billion larger than originally estimated. Doyle says the cuts to state government will include a $290 million reduction in school aid. The governor's plan would also reduce what schools are allowed to raise from local property taxpayers, although he did not say by how much. Doyle said whether or not schools will have to lay off teachers to make up for the cut would vary from district to district.
I don't want to sugarcoat this. I think this is going to be very hard, and there are some districts that this is going to fall very heavily on, and there are some districts that are going to be able to do okay.
Doyle's plan also calls for laying off up to 1,400 state employees, up from the 1,100 he'd announced earlier. To fill the rest of the budget gap, he would refinance $285 million in borrowing to take advantage of lower interest rates, put off some tax credits that were supposed to take effect, tap into $100 million from a new fee on cell phones, and increase the amount the state takes in from a recently approved assessment on Wisconsin hospitals by more than $160 million.
I believe this budget agreement consists of the right choices under extraordinary circumstances.
Doyle was flanked by the Democratic co-chairs of the legislature's budget panel at his announcement, and while they pledged cooperation, it will be up to their committee to work out the fine details. They're scheduled to start that work later this morning and to continue it through the weekend. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.